here's a story from The World.
Nearly 2 months of strict lockdown in Shanghai, and people there are beyond exhausted. Many just want to leave. But as The World's Rebecca Canther reports from Shanghai, easier said than done.
These days, the hot topic in Shanghai is getting out of here. Last week, videos began circulating of long lines of people at the train station waiting to leave. Many of them were migrant workers who'd been out of a job for months. One video that went viral featured interviews with people who had walked or ridden their bikes to the station with luggage in tow. This man says, "I'm just leaving my bike behind." Other people, those with money or an education, are making plans to leave China altogether. Shanghai is considered the most advanced city in the country. The fact that the lockdown has gone so poorly was a wake-up call.
A lot of people thought Shanghai would be an exception, and Shanghai could control things pretty well.
Mimi Zhang went to college in the U.S. and then worked in Silicon Valley. She returned to China 2 years ago, splitting her time between Shanghai and her parents' home in a nearby province. Even though she escaped Shanghai's lockdown, she's ready to make a life elsewhere.
How could people imagine in the 21st century in China, there's no war and I am starving? That is a very horrible thing, and that deepens people's fear about staying here.
Zhang says she will go abroad again to get her master's degree and hopefully gain U.S. citizenship. But the clock is ticking. China has stopped issuing new passports, and it's discouraging international travel except for emergencies. Hamilton Lee is an immigration lawyer in Shanghai. He says he's been getting a lot of calls. Lee says many of his clients are thinking about where they can move. Canada and Singapore are popular options. Shanghai's foreign population is clearing out too. KF is a South American woman who asked to only use her initials for privacy. She has been locked inside her high-rise apartment with her 8-year-old son for nearly 3 months. The experience has taken its toll.
I had no plans to leave. No plans to leave China. But after this, my son developed depression and eating disorder.
She has lived in Shanghai for 16 years, and it won't be easy to pick up and go. But the zero COVID policy is driving her away. She will make preparations to leave as soon as this lockdown is lifted.
Because they're not going to change the policy, and I can't risk to have it again. So I just decided that I'm done.
Chat groups have sprung up across Shanghai to help people who want to get out. Crystal Sirocco is from the Bahamas, but she grew up in Shanghai and calls it home. She has no plans to leave, but she's helping others. She says the logistics of getting out during lockdown are tricky.
So there's just a lot of confusion as to what is actually needed to leave.
Sirocco has been giving advice on how to find a driver when taxis and subways aren't running, where to get a bilingual COVID test to get into the airport, and the biggest one, how to persuade your housing compound to let you out. Sometimes it requires a letter from the government.
And then you have some compounds who just said, no, we don't care who calls us, you're not leaving.
This has been a huge problem for people who went ahead and booked flights out of Shanghai. Some were allowed to leave their compounds, but only if they promised not to return. Unlucky travelers whose flights were canceled wound up marooned at the airport. Other people with flights out have been bringing food to share with the stranded passengers. One man was stuck at Pudong International Airport for 5 weeks. He declined an interview for this story, saying that he's writing a screenplay about his experience. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.
From PRX.